Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. I'm just getting warmed up for the day. Hope this one finds you well. As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Thank you so much for your sponsorship, Sarah. And thank you to all of those who have sent me little gifts over the Easter period. Do appreciate that. That's how we keep the wheels on this particular bus moving forward. So yesterday, April the 1st, April Fool's Day, and of course, appropriately, that was the day that, as we discussed last week, Humza Yousaf and the SNP bunch of hate speech fanatics brought in their hate crime law, or whatever they call it, in Scotland. And we have talked about this. I mean, we all understand just how this is absolutely an attack on free speech. And it's very much at the heart of what the SNP believe in. They don't want you to be able to criticize them, and they will criminalize you if you do that. And one of the areas, of course, is all about, oh, we're bringing in protection for certain, for vulnerable groups. So that's why the Scottish Hate Crime Act basically has been brought in. This is the guise under which it's been brought in. But as J.K. Rowling points out, women gain no additional protections. But, and then she sent out a series of tweets yesterday, basically going through all these individuals who do get additional protections. And it's quite a thread. I mean, she talks about an individual called Beth Douglas, darling of prominent Scottish politicians. She gets protection. She also talks about, I hate y'all trans women, knives and axes. I heard y'all, trans women, knives and axes, love from Glasgow. Kind of threatening individuals, some might say. And then let's not forget Isla Bryson, who, of course, was the person who, the man who Nicola Sturgeon's regime sent to a woman's prison and then had to reverse that. Decision. He is getting protection, and there's so many of these individuals. I mean, there's another one, Katie Dolatoski, 6.5 foot tall man, sent to a woman's prison, and then basically assaulted a 10-year-old in the bathroom. Yeah, people like that. JK, anyway, she put this whole series of tweets out, which were, of course, basically saying that, I'm going to challenge this hate crime legislation. In fact, when someone said to her, today's posts by J.K. Rowling were calculated to cause maximum impact on a day when a law protecting trans people came into effect in Scotland. Her canon of posts continues. Must be challenged, a deliberate act of defiance from J.K. Rowling, and the Police Scotland and the Procurator Fiscal Service must take action if this new legislation is to have any meaningful impact, right? So what did J.K. Rowling say? I'll tell you what she said. I totally agree. I have been deliberately defiant in spite of some random bloke's advice. A full investigation must be mounted. Hashtag arrest me. Also, visit Scotland, land of the free. I mean, honestly, my admiration for J.K. Rowling just grows and grows and grows. She's being so on the money, fully principled in this one here. And basically, she's standing up to Humza Yousaf and this ridiculous piece of legislation. Now, yesterday, actually, I did find the time to put out a couple of tweets, which did quite well. I was asking Police Scotland to investigate two individuals for their egregious racism, one of whom was, Humza Yousaf. Remember when he stood up in the Scottish Parliament and talked about all the white people, white judges, white this, that, and the other. And another chap I also wanted reported to Police Scotland, Anas Sawar, who's the leader of the Labour Party in Scotland. He stood up in the Scottish Parliament and also peeled off a list of all these white people that seemed to cause him such offence. I do hope Police Scotland will find the time to investigate these two individuals and presumably charge them and put them away for 7 years or whatever the powers that the SNP are trying to push through. But the big challenge is going to be with J.K. Rowling. I mean, will they arrest her? Will they have an investigation into her? What's going to happen there? I think in many regards, this legislation was brought in not just to attack J.K. Rowling in particular, although there's a strong element of it, I think, is that. But also, I think it's just generally to make sure that all the protected groups, and it's all the usual people, as you would imagine, we just can't be critical of them. We must not criticize the trans, the gays, any of that. We can't criticize them. I guess we can't criticize people based on their faith. So we can't say anything hostile about to Muslims, for example. You know, so, for example, were someone to mock Humza Yousaf for having a dead sheep's head in Boot House, which happened there several days back, that might be seen to be a hate crime as well. And Police Scotland would be required to investigate it. Here's what I hope happens here. That so many of us, and hopefully so many people in Scotland in particular, will absolutely tear this legislation apart, because we can use it against them as well. What they seem to have missed is the fact that pretty much all the hate, or certainly the vast majority of actual hate that we see being posted on social media, comes from hard left devotees. The stuff that I get tweeted towards me comes exclusively, almost 99.99999% exclusively from the hard, demented left, including certain institutions such as Glasgow Celtic Football Club, for example. I think we should keep an eye on what their fans are tweeting, because some of those things look a wee bit like hate crime to me. So we might need to take that, a look at that. Another thing we might need to have a look at is, I noticed Glasgow City Council took a vote to fly the Palestinian flag in support of those in Gaza. And I was thinking to myself, well, that sounds a bit anti-Semitic to me, which is one of the protected characteristics of this new hate crime law. So I think Police Scotland should probably investigate Glasgow City Council, along with the leader of the SNP, along with the leader of the Labour Party, along with any other fool who keeps trying to push this demented legislation through. I'm 100% with J.K. Rowling, and I'm confident that she will prevail.